Welcome back to Inside Agriculture, broadcasting this week at the NAFB convention in Kansas City, Missouri. I am back with Mike Newland. He is the Director of Ag Business Development at the Propane Education and Research Council. And Mike, tell us a little bit more about Propane Education and your research council.
You bet. So we're a safety and outreach organization for the propane industry. So we are tasked with making sure folks are trained safely on uses of our product. And we also do the outreach and marketing, if you will, for the industry. So, but we also do product development. We help with product development. If we see an opportunity in residential, commercial, on-road, agriculture. So we've got people in all those segments that are focused on helping create new products that will utilize our clean burning fuel.
Propane has been in the news a little bit just because of what's happened in agriculture this year. There's so many wet crops across a good portion of the United States. It's not just one or two states. And one of the things that's needed is propane to get that dry, the corn dried, or whatever it happens to be. So talk about what's really happening and where is the shortage at? Because I'm hearing there is propane. It's just there's a shortage in some areas.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. We do have supply, and that's the difference over the event, I guess, of the past. We've got a big supply of propane currently. As you mentioned, it's a widespread issue with our corn crop across the country and how wet it is, and that really started with the late planting. So we knew it was going to be a late harvest, and it is a large area that we're trying to supply. And that's creating a big challenge logistically for our industry. It's from Indiana all the way back through Illinois, Iowa, into a little bit of Nebraska, but then up into the upper Midwest, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Minnesota, into the Dakotas. You know, I guess I look at things as how much propane is it going to use to dry a bushel of corn? And we're seeing very large requirements across that entire area. And our ability right now to logistically get all that propane into everybody's grain dryers is challenged. And it's we're looking at the pace of harvest across the country. We look at USDA numbers every week. As an industry, let me tell you what we're doing. We've got extra resources. We've gotten a lot of hours of service waivers across that large geography. Just about every state that I mentioned there has hours of service waivers right now, so we can keep those transports on the road longer. Some of the large suppliers have extra transports they've brought in from other parts of the country.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. We'll see you again on Monday.